Well, today we've got a guest joining us on the phone, Kevin Whitehill, with us here this morning. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jim.
Good. Appreciate it. Kevin is going to visit a little bit about an opportunity provided to one of the local students to attend the Broadway Advantage Intensive Camp at the Wilson Performing Arts Center this summer as part of the Tanner Foss Project. Well, that's got to be pretty exciting. Who's the youngster?
It is Haley Floffman. She's a seventh grader at the Atlantic Community Schools.
Very good. How did Haley get chosen?
Well, she was recommended by her music teacher because of her passion and her enjoyment of music. And it all kind of started 3 years ago when we had our first camp. Haley just signed up and came. And this year we offered the opportunity for the music teachers of Southwest Iowa to potentially recommend some of their students to attend on a scholarship for our musical intensive camp.
Well, that's a pretty exciting opportunity for a youngster, isn't it?
Well, especially when you take a look at who we've got coming in. Kind of give you a little background on the story there. I was originally the athletic director in Griswold, and I wanted to provide an opportunity for the students in the area to enjoy some musical theater camp opportunities. I just happened to know an individual that has performed on Broadway. My sister Kelly is coming back to give back to the kids of Southwest Iowa. She was one herself at the age of 15 that dreamed of the lights of Broadway and miraculously made it and has had a successful career in the fine arts business. So she's coming back again for the third year to offer this opportunity for some kids and locally Haley was selected from Atlantic to attend.
Boy, that's a tough competitive business to get into. If you can have any success there at all, that's just invaluable information for these youngsters to have.
Absolutely, and it goes above and beyond, just her stint on Broadway with Les Miserables. She was in the original cast that received Tony Awards for their production. And what's unique about that is she's bringing also with her a friend that she's known in the business for 40-plus years, Stephen Applegate, originally from Council Bluffs, resides in Los Angeles, California these days and is a renowned composer, producer, pianist. And between the two of them, they're giving a great opportunity to these kids. I've known Leslie now for about 5 years, and we kind of combined what we have as far as the opportunity for the kids, Kelly and Stephen bringing in their professional experience, and the Tanner Foss Project, which has originated from Leslie's son, who we lost almost a couple years ago to an aneurysm, who had a great passion and love for music, and we have just extended, the opportunity for kids on his behalf, and the funds that we're able to generate through other different types of projects as well. To explore and to have the opportunities to fulfill their passions in music.
You bet. I'm sure that the Southwest Iowa rural area is not what's known as probably a hotbed for the arts at that level. So if you could find some examples and just to be around those kind of people and pick their brains, that's just a really great opportunity for youngsters to have.
Absolutely. And it's a dream that can come true, and Kelly and Stephen are prime examples of that. Those that had the desire and the passion to seek out the opportunities and fortunately have been able to do that. Kelly operates her own business in Scottsdale, Arizona called the Broadway Advantage and has students that are fortunate enough to get linked to New York and to traveling companies throughout the country in regards to having the opportunity to get on stage, and she's had many students that have gone on to perform on Broadway, so it's really cool.
So will they be learning like techniques and some things like that, working on some aspects?
Yeah, I mean they the evaluation of audition materials, the presentation, the real truth about the business, how you act in song, and rehearsing a song for a scene, warming up the body and instrument, the all-around talent development of the skills, you know, agents, unions. And the bottom line is on August 4th, these kids get to perform with Kelly and Steven at the amazing Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, which is a fabulous venue. So they get to spend the entire week with them, and they prepare. And for the third year, we will have an outstanding show that the communities can come see their kids perform in and see Broadway talent like Kelly and Steven perform.
Oh, yeah. It's just a wonderful opportunity all the way around for folks. Now, do they keep in touch with a lot of these youngsters that they have an opportunity to work with over time?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, they stay connected. And, you know, it would be an opportunity for these kids to continue to hone their skills and, you know, potentially work with Kelly and Steven when they come back privately for a short period of time to give them even more valuable knowledge and insight. And, for example, Kelly had a student recently that she knew was particularly designed and would be a great fit for Miss Saigon. She sent her out to New York and got cast.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. So, yeah, these kids, you know, they have a lifelong connection. They really do.
Well, I know you've got to go through auditions and casting and all those kinds of issues and things, too. But I'm sure in that business, part of it is kind of who you know. So if you can make those connections, it really makes a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, right to the top of the, I'm sure, a large stack of resumes and auditions. And it was almost like word of mouth. Yes, send her out, Kelly. We'll see her right away.
Yeah.
And she got cast in Miss Saigon in New York. So, you know, and we want to kind of get the word out here that it's available for all the kids in Southwest Iowa. And if there's anybody that's interested in this and maybe missed out on the brochures or the information that we had sent to the schools, they're more than welcome to get in touch with Kara at the Wilson Performing Arts Center and get some information on the camp,
okay,
which is going to get underway July 27th.
Okay, very good. So Haley got the scholarship opportunity, but there's still opportunities for other students.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're still registering students throughout the rest of the month here. We would like to have a firm number of what we're going to be working with by July 1st, but we've got a couple weeks yet for kids to contact Kara at the theater if they're interested in taking part in this. It's just a morning session of about 3.5 hours between 9 to 12:30, and then additional work in the afternoon is needed. Because we got a lot to do to get ready to put on a concert in 9 days.
You bet. Well, I remember visiting with Leslie Foss a year ago about the Tanner Foss Project, and I think it was largely just kind of getting off the ground at that time.
But absolutely.
It's very obviously important to her because it hits close to home. There's a lot of passion involved in the arts and a lot of passion involved in things like the Tanner Foss Project and continuing to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Leslie did a great job with the Christmas album that was put together, I can't say enough about the work and the commitment that she has put forth on behalf of Tanner and reaching out to me and working with me, Kelly and Steven and Kara at the theater for promoting and giving a lot of kids an opportunity to participate in the camp. As of to date, she's given 8 full ride scholarships to the camp.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And she's actually been able to hook people up, like in this case, hook people up with true professionals in the business who can really give you good firsthand knowledge and instruction on what you need. She did that last year through the studio work and this year, of course, with the stage work, too. So great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We're really, really excited about Kelly and Steven coming back again. It's just really taken off the ground here in the last couple of years. And the vision that I had in regards to offering an opportunity like this to kids of Southwest Iowa is second to none.
Absolutely.
Kelly and Steven are great to work with. And hopefully we can get some people over to see the showcase and the concert and a few more students on board to take advantage of this opportunity.
You bet. Again, give them the details, Kevin, how they sign up, when that is.
You betcha. You know, they could get a hold of Kara at the theater at 712-623-3135. She can answer all your questions there. Again, it's going to get underway on July 27th, I believe is Friday, Saturday, and then we're going to take Sunday off, and then and then work the entire following week, with the showcase being Saturday, August 4th at 7 o'clock. So a lot of work to be done in about 7 days at the theater, but we've done it in the past, and it'll be a great night of entertainment once again with local students getting the opportunity to perform with Broadway performers and renowned musical directors, composers, and pianists. Stephen is just incredible on stage with the piano in regards to working with the kids, and the production is outstanding.
Sure. And tickets will be available for that showcase?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely. They run $15 a ticket.
All right. And they can contact Kara Sherman still down there at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak?
Yep.
Okay.
712-623-3135, and she can send out, you know, any of the details and things of that nature that the kids would need, you know, to be able to arrive on time that first day that we get underway, and T-shirt sizes and things of that nature.
You bet.
So it's a lot of fun.
Sure. Well, congratulations again to Haley for having the opportunity there. And, of course, your child could have the opportunity as well. Just give them a call and see if that's something that works into your schedule. It's, if nothing else, going to be a memorable opportunity for a young person interested in the arts. Kevin Whitehill, thank you so much for your time and your efforts here and spending some time with
You're
us
welcome.
Here this morning. Wish you the best.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.